Log Talk Radio.
Dancing in the dark, middle of the night, taking
okay,
your
the number is up
and holding it tight.
Okay, the number
emotional
is one,
touch,
1347. Yeah, one,
asking
1347.
You've been doing all over again.
721.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing. Don't think
okay.
I can keep it all in. I just gotta let you know what it is.
Hi, this is Carly from After Dark Blog Talk Radio. It's Wednesday the 11th, Veterans Day. So howdy to all the veterans. And tonight we will be talking about General Hospital, Young and the Restless, even some who we'll be taking home, who we'll be taking home the Country Music Award tonight, and who do I want to win and stuff. And we are taking your calls at 1-347-850-8721. And I'm going to bring on my little pal, Christy. So here I go. Chris?
Everyone listening
hey.
Out there.
Yeah, hi.
I don't see it popping up.
Oh, thank you for reminding me of that.
Yeah, I try to invite some people over from the VRO radio because I just listen to them and talk to the guy who plays Taylor on Vampire Diaries. He was just on this VRO radio on Blog Talk Radio, and I got to talk to him, and I'm trying to get some people from over there to call into our show.
Well, that would be, you know, kind of cool. How about talking at Taylor
yeah.
Wow.
Taylor, he's Michael Trevino. He plays Taylor on Vampire Diaries. And, yeah, I got to talk to him about how he likes filming in Georgia. It was really cool.
Oh, that is cool. I mean, okay, we have a caller, actually.
Awesome. Bring him on.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
You on there? Hey, Allison. Allison, can you hear us?
I don't hear anything. Do you guys?
Yeah,
hello?
We hear you.
Yeah.
No, I know, but this is Ashley. I don't hear anybody else.
Oh, yeah, it's me. It's Carly and Christy from Daytime After Dark.
No, I know. I hear you, but what I mean is I don't hear the person you said was supposed to come on.
Who?
Hello?
This is Ashley.
Yeah, I know, Ashley. Who did you think was going to come on?
You kept on saying somebody else was coming on.
Oh, yeah, Christy. I was putting Christy on the air, then I was putting you on the air.
Oh. All right. Okay, where do we start? All right. Let's start with, let's start with the obvious, Nicholas and Elizabeth on General Hospital.
Sorry.
All right, fine, Lucky and Elizabeth. Jason and Elizabeth, whatever, fine.
Yes, I mean, I have Liaison Radio, so obviously I'm a Jason and Elizabeth fan. Jason and Elizabeth should be together. Nicholas and Liz, to me it's just a sexual attraction. It's not real. I don't think they could ever
kind of It kind of started in a weird way. Like, you know, they got drunk and, like, let's admit it, all it is drunken sexual tension between them.
Yes, I would agree
mm-hmm.
with that.
I don't think she's really in love with them, although maybe, I don't know.
No. See, they're
no.
on with Jason. Jason is the one she cannot get off of
yeah.
mine. Jason is the one that does her heart in so good. You know, see this? You know, see, this acting out is like she cannot be with Jason, so she put herself in this corner with Lucky and
Hold
Nicholas.
On, I'm trying to find something so we could talk about this because I've got the soap opera digest right in front of me.
Oh, okay.
Only it was the wrong one, so I'm trying to read it. Hold on.
Well, okay.
Because
well,
it talks about the up-and-coming storyline, so...
You know what? I never believe about the up-and-coming storyline when
Okay, okay.
Died.
Instead of talking about that right now, let's talk about... Because I'm sure there's a lot of people wondering why they fired Greg Vaughn. Okay. It says here, Vaughn was disappointed to learn he had already taped his last episode because he was looking forward to playing out the current storyline. I was more excited about the opportunity that was coming. I was more excited about the fact that if I played out like it was supposed to, there would be major repercussions from the Nicholas and Liz, from what Nicholas and Liz had done. I really was putting everything I could into it, making it as believable and real as possible. And to have felt that way and to just get clipped, it's kind of like, why?
Well, you know what? My whole thing is, I never really, really cared about the Lucky character. And then when, you know, when they brought Greg, when they fired Greg Bond to bring back Zay-Zay, it's like, okay, do they know all along that they were doing this?
They did. However, Greg was kept in the dark.
Yeah. Hey, I'm sorry. That is not cool. What did you
say? And then he goes on to say, one of the best actresses I have worked with besides Becky is your fave, Julie Marie Berman, of course, who plays Lulu.
Oh, really?
And he goes on to say, working with Kelly Monaco was one of the best experiences I have had, and I will truly miss
her. Wow,
really?
That's kind of surprising, but that's awesome, though, because I love, like, Lucky and Sam, so I can tell that they must have worked well together.
He then goes on to say, the biggest shock of all was that they would not let me at least play out the Nicholas and Elizabeth and Lucky storyline because there was so much invested into it. It was a complete blow to find out that Jonathan was taking
I
over
agree.
My role.
Yeah, I mean, they really did kind of take him off the show at, like, the wrong time.
Well, I don't know if you guys watched 90210, but he is joining the cast. And
really?
It should be very, very interesting.
He's
joining
the cast
in 90210 is what? Yeah. No, it's boys. But you know what? Okay, let's talk about that. Because Colin Egglefield, who played Josh back on... I'm sure you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He played Josh on All My Children.
Yeah.
You know, the kind of thing, it was a blow to see him fired from the show because... he's a really good actor, and he puts everything he has into it. And then to just suddenly not have Josh and not have the actor there, it's like, I don't like it. I don't like what they've done with All My Children. I don't like how they've messed things up on One Life to Live for a lot of people, you know?
You know why? It's almost like... You know, the powers that be over...
Well, you know what? You know what? I heard a wild rumor. If One Life to Live doesn't be careful, they could be gone like All My Children almost was.
You know what? I don't want me. I'm sorry. I do not want One Life to Live to be gone. If any soap that really needs
yeah,
to be gone...
Yeah, I mean... You know what?
Can I finish?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. No, if any show on the face of this earth, you know, it will be, you know, maybe Bold and the Beautiful, but I won't want to say that right now because, you know, they got Rick Hurst and Sarah Brown there, too. So I will, you know, it's like, okay, I just don't think One Life to Live.
Well, you know what? There is one thing I wanted to bring up. The whole Skylar and Gigi storyline, I don't like it. I don't. I'm a Gigi and Rex fan all the way. And, you know, it's nothing against Scott Clifton, because I loved him as Dylan on General Hospital. But I don't think that he plays Skyler the way that they meant him to play Skyler. Because I think Skyler comes off as this really nice guy, and he's not. He is this backstabbing, two-timing guy who, in the end, is going to end up getting hurt. And I don't think he sees that. You know, because she's not going to leave Rex. And why would she? She's got a son with the guy, you know?
But, okay, even if you have kids on the soap, you don't automatically stay together. Like,
okay,
you know,
the only couple that I know of that has stayed together and actually made it work that have kids, although until recently, which this is another blow for me, the whole Lily and Damien storyline, they're together, but Holden and Lily, that's a blow for daytime television.
Well,
because
you know what? They're
a super couple, but not anymore.
A blow to anything was having a Jason and Liz break up from hell. I'm sorry.
I know. What is up with that?
You know, Christy, you're still here, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I will say this thing, and I don't care who hears me. I will write, I will call,
Absolutely, anything to save Liaison, because what would the show be without them, right?
Yeah, and
Okay, I'm reading Soap Opera Digest right now, and okay, here's something that's a little bit interesting that has nothing to do with the actual show itself. Who would your character have a fling with? Okay, James Scott says Melanie, Molly Burnett. She's like illegally young, and you know she'd be filthy.
What?
EJ, the guy that plays EJ, said that about Melanie. Peter Bergman, who plays Jack, says, my character's pretty much been with every woman in town, except for the younger ones. And that would be creepy. But if it had to happen, I'd say Diane, Susan Walters, returns so he could have a fling with her.
Okay.
Speaking of General Hospital, and you're going to think this is totally disgusting.
Maybe
Megan
not.
Ward says, if my character had to have a fling with anyone, it'd be Jack, Ingo, whatever his last name is.
Wadamako,
would be the logical choice for Kate, since they have so much in common, but Rick would be her number one choice.
Sunny.
That's funny. Joshua Morrow, Nick YNR, says, I'd have a fling with Patty. Because Stacy.
What?
He says, yeah, Patty. Jack's ex.
Okay,
that's weird, because she tried to kill his daughter.
Okay.
Cassie DePaiva says, I'd have a fling with, and you're going to think this is weird, because you totally love the guy, Jared. I'd have a fling with Jared.
Because he's super tall,
dark, and handsome.
I would love to have a thing with him, like on a pool table, but I'm going to be quiet now.
I'm going to be honest. If I had to choose, it'd probably be Scott Evans, who plays Fish, because the guy is just exuberating sexy. Like, don't you think?
Who plays Fish?
The guy that plays Scott Evans, brother of actor Chris Evans.
Okay. Why do I know
what
you're
talking about? The other guy. I like the guy who plays
Brett Claywell. Yeah, Brett Claywell that plays Kyle.
Yeah. He was on One Tree Hill, and I loved him on One Tree Hill.
Oh, speaking of which, let me read this. Six degrees of Brett Claywell. When Brett Claywell began airing as Kyle on One Life to Live, he experienced several uncanny coincidences. Upon meeting co-star Mark Lawson, Brody, the actor recognized Claywell because he just crowned Lawson's sister, Maggie, as Miss Virginia Teen USA. He watched me most, marveled the two-time Miss Virginia pageant co-host. I know that's so random. Then Claywell's close friend, Shane Lomas, that's right, Shane Lomas, that Shane Lomas, who played GH's Carly in Flashbacks in 2005. Now, I did not know
yeah,
that,
I remember that. I remember that, actually.
But he then goes on to say, another coincidence is that I already know Chris Evans, and now I get to meet his brother, who, by the way, I don't know if Christy, is it Christy or Christy?
Christy.
I don't know if you know this, but Scott Evans is openly gay. Yeah, that's right. Actually, he plays it really well, too. And I think that's why they chose him, was because he was already gay to begin with. And it's more believable.
I don't think Brett is, though.
No, Brett for sure is not. Actually, he says, you know, that's the only thing that we don't
have. I actually met him in person. When he was on One Tree Hill, I met him in person at a charity baseball game. He's super nice. Like, I have my picture
hot too.
Somewhere. I can
super
probably
hot.
Upload it somewhere. I think it's on my other Facebook. So I'll have to show that to you guys.
Oh, no way. No way, no way, no, no way. This cannot be true.
Mad.
Daytime alum Marina Sofer talks about making a comeback to General Hospital.
What?
Oh, no, never mind. About not making a comeback to General Hospital.
Wait,
I don't even know who she played. Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, she has never been on General Hospital. She was talking about making it. It says that she would never consider making a comeback to daytime. However, she would love to work with Robert Pattinson in any shape or form. But you know what? Who wouldn't, right? I mean, Rob Pattinson is hot, but not as hot as Taylor Lautner. But let's face that. But she also goes on to say that, given the circumstances that she's got kids now, that she would not consider going back to daytime. But on the bright side, there is good news in the daytime world. The girl that Alicia Minshew, who plays Kendall, is coming back to the show. She's on maternity leave right now. She just had her baby. She had a baby girl.
I think it was kind of early, you guys, because it said
Here's a flashback. Here's something that the daytime fans will remember. Kyle Brandt, who played Philip, not that long ago either. He literally left the show within the last couple of years, and he was on Real World years ago. And it's funny because now with no Belle and no Sean on the show, it's not the same. To me, the show was Sean and Belle back, when I first started watching it. I don't know. And then Will and Gwen. Will and Gwen on As the World Turns. I mean, and Adam, I'm so pissed about them bringing Adam back and taking him off the show. Ooh. Rick Forster. Oh, let's talk about this, because I'm sure a lot of fans that didn't watch the show years ago. Bold and the Beautiful. I mean, obviously everyone remembers the Rick Forster and Amber Moore marriage, and Amber and Daniel now. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
You guys are following me. Oh my God, they got a picture of the girl that used to play Lily on here, and oh my God, I forgot about that. Back when she married Daniel in 2005. And it even goes on to talk about the surrogate storyline, and they are definitely going ahead with the Max carrying the baby storyline. So, I'm kind of pissed about that, because of all the people that they can have her carry the baby, did they really have to choose Billy's girlfriend, for crying out loud, now that they have Billy and Max back together? You know, finally things are right, and not so much if she goes through with this. Because he's not exactly Kane's biggest fan right now. Or Chance.
Wow.
What do you think about the Chloe and Chance storyline?
What?
What do you guys think about the Chance and Chloe storyline on The Young and the Restless?
Well,
sexy or no? Are they sexy together or is it just annoying?
I really don't care.
Well, you know why I love them is because I'm a huge John Driscoll fan from back when he was on Guiding Light. And that's the only reason I watched Guiding Light was him. And ooh. Yeah, you know, and it's funny because when they first brought him on, I didn't recognize him because he didn't look the same. But then it's like, well, where do I know that guy from? And then I looked it up and I'm like, no way, that's who it is. Because it's like, and now James Franco is joining General Hospital. That's going to be hot. That's going to be a hot storyline. I don't know if you've seen the promos for that one, but it's going to be very, very interesting because supposedly he not only has connections to Jason, but he's got connections to Carly as well. And supposedly he's the guy that Carly slept with when she first came to town. And, like, they never talk about it.
Because
it happened often.
That never happened. That never even happened.
Well, because it happened off screen. Like, they don't show everything.
You know what? I am so sick of them doing that because the fans never saw it. So it's like, okay, you write, tell me, Chris, write Rossing this? I mean, come on.
Okay, this makes me sick.
Well, why Rossing?
Okay, I'm reading this. It says, G.H.'s Jackson says hello again, but while he feels a sense of gratitude for the role, he feels that he is not right for the role, which is why he signed only a 6-month contract. He says, I really felt that Greg Vaughn perfected the role and brought to the role something that I can never give to it. He said, the reason I left was because I met a woman, fell in love, and wanted to have kids right away. It's great to be back after 10 years, but I will not be sticking around. And as for the character Lucky, we'll have to see.
Woo! Sorry.
I know
what.
I don't want them to kill Lucky. And honestly, I'm going to make a prediction. Hopefully I'm right. That before they kill Lucky off, because I don't think that that's going to happen, I think that Greg Vaughn's going to come back because their ratings are already hurting.
No, I don't think they're going to bring Vaughn back. I don't think Greg Vaughn...
Well, you know what? Let me ask you guys something.
Oh, my God.
Were you shocked that not only did they let Greg Vaughn go, but they fired him? Like, I mean, and they didn't just fire him. They blindsided the guy. I mean, they didn't even pay him for the rest of his contract. And to me, that is wrong. The guy must have done something wrong, but let's face it, either he did something wrong or they just did not like him as a character.
No. It's been politics for a year, okay? It's been politics ever since December 12th and everything went to hell on the 8th. The moment they book up Jason and Sam, everything has gone to hell in a...
Ooh, okay. Let's talk about good things. Coming to General Hospital back to reprise her role as Leslie Weber is Denise Alexander, and Audrey Hardy. Audrey is back for good. Rachel Ames returns as Elizabeth's grandmother this fall as well as Winter. It also goes on to say something about Jeannie Francis quite possibly coming back. And
I don't know.
We'll have to wait and see.
No, I don't think Jeannie's coming back because...
No, it says right here, Jeannie Francis coming back to temporarily fill the role of Laura because everybody's wondering what happened with Scott. Like, you know how Scott followed her?
Okay, but what I'm saying, Jeannie Francis has said... And so many interviews in the past.
Well, I just saw an interview that she just did, and she was talking about Jonathan Jackson, and she said the only reason that I would consider coming back is because Jonathan Jackson originally played Lucky, and she says we've always had this really great relationship, like mother and son. But also, you got to keep in mind, whenever something like this happens where they bring someone back that has not been on the show for years, they're going to bring back the people that were with them because it brings back ratings for sure. I mean, and they got to keep you interested, right? They got to keep you interested. And a lot of people, like the people that used to watch soaps, that they're trying to get the people that used to watch them back in the day back.
But the thing is, I don't see Laura coming back because, if Jonathan Jackson has 6 months there, he's better who, because I don't think JJ will be back.
Well, that is why they're saying they're going to bring her back, because he's only going to be there for 6 months. And they're talking about bringing her back for quite possibly just 2 months, which would be the last 2 months of his contract, which would mean in 4 months she's coming back. So.
Well, yeah, but just like how I see it, that's not...
Oh, okay, FYI, where does it say? Dominic and Lulu will finally hook up, but it will not be until after, right before the Thanksgiving storyline, and I am so excited about that, it's about time it happened. Let's face it, there's been kiss after kiss after kiss, and that's all that's happened, so, in my opinion, it either needs to happen between Dante and Lulu, or they need to put Johnny and Lulu back together, because that was one of the best storylines that they've ever had, and if they're not going to bring Dylan back, they need to bring the Johnny and Lulu couple back together, because the Lulu fans are pissed right now. Because they don't like Dante. The Lulu fans think that Johnny's a better fit for her. But
well, you know what?
Not necessarily. I'm a Lulu fan, sort of. I'm kind of an ex-Lulu fan, but I actually I didn't like her with a lot of people until... I actually liked her with Dylan. I was one of the only Dylan and Lulu shippers out there.
No, you're not. I'm a complete... From day one,
I didn't like her with Johnny that much. I mean,
Logan.
I didn't like Logan either.
Well, I liked Logan until they screwed the guy up and made him all depressed and compulsive. And the way they killed him was wrong, because why would they make... Although, I guess they had to do that to bring Laura back, but...
Okay, Allison?
Go ahead, Ashley.
Ashley, sorry. Can we please say things before you interrupt,
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
I didn't mean to do that. Okay, go ahead.
Let Christy finish what she was saying.
I'm pretty much done. I mean, I didn't like her. I just wanted to say I didn't like her that much with Johnny.
No, I mean... I get what you mean, but I think the reason I like them so much is back when they first started with Johnny, they said his name was Johnny. They never really told you that he was Johnny Sakara. And then when you found out that he was Johnny Sakara, and then they screwed it up with the whole Claudia and Johnny storyline where he was involved in the Michael thing. And now they're making it sound like it was all Claudia's fault. See, Johnny knew about it, and Johnny knew about it for over a year, and so did Nicholas. Michael's known. Lulu knows.
Okay,
why don't they ever mention that Lulu knew about it? Okay, because they never talk about it.
Lulu just found out about Dominic.
No, she did not. She knew about Claudia. She didn't know about the Johnny being involved. Because remember when her and Johnny were still together, right before he hooked up with Olivia, he was about to tell her about his involvement. But Claudia, Jerry admitted it to her, remember?
Jerry said,
he did, because I was watching it online.
They
took it down because it's copyrighted. But
Okay, fine. Let's get on to another subject, because I don't agree with you. Lulu never knew who saw Michael. She never knew that.
No, she never knew that it was Ian Devlin, but she knew that Claudia definitely
No. See, everyone knew it was even Devlin at some point. But no, Lulu never
knew. Maxie knew, though. Maxie knew the whole story. She knew that, well, she didn't know about Claudia and Johnny, but she knew that Ian Devlin was the one that shot Michael, and she never said anything, not to Lucky, not to anyone. And if I were Lucky,
okay,
I'd slap Maxie.
Madison, we have to take another call. Do you want us to put you on mute?
Who's Madison?
Oh, sorry, Ashley, I can't remember. Okay, do you want to be put on mute, or do you, yeah.
Well, go ahead, take the other caller.
Okay.
You're not going to put me on mute, are you?
Is this,
well,
will
we first have the caller talk to.
Yeah.
Without any interruption.
Okay, but not for very long, okay?
Well, yeah, you can be put on mute for like a few minutes, and then we can bring you back on.
All right, but I'm staying on the line.
Okay.
I'm not hanging
yeah,
up
the
phone.
Line. Yeah, you'll stay on the line. You don't have to hang up.
All right.
No. Okay. Hello? Okay.
What's the
okay.
area code?
What?
What was the area code for the other caller?
Oh, it was like a 590, but then they hung up.
They went off? They went off? Oh, okay. All right, we'll just bring Ashley back on. It's Ashley, right?
Yeah, is there anything else you guys want to talk about?
Well...
Well, because we can't talk about Jason and Liz all night.
Let's talk about One Life to Live.
All right.
I wanted to touch on Jessica and Brody's storyline.
Ooh, I know something about that that you guys don't.
What's going on with that? Yeah.
Well, for right now, they're on the back burner because they're going to finish the Jared and Natalie storyline. And unfortunately for Jared fans, Jared's going to be off the grid for quite a while, quite possibly almost a year. So,
what?
Yeah. Well, that's what I've heard. I don't know anything for sure, but I do know from what I've heard that Jared will be gone off the grid for quite a while. So we're going to have to wait for that. But they're going to do that so that they can get to the full range, Kyle and Oliver. We're going to see very much more of Oliver and Kyle. And however, we will not be seeing Oliver's parents anytime soon because they still have not forgiven him for coming out being gay, especially with him being on TV admitting it. So, yeah, unfortunately. However, you will be seeing a lot of Cole and Star in the next few months. And,
oh, cool.
And you'll see a lot more of that baby because they will be aging the baby
what?
Quite a bit. They will be aging her quite
wait,
a bit.
Wait.
They're going to age her so that she's in school with them the next year. So, which I'm not surprised about because it's getting a little old having a baby around. And the two of them have to grow up a little bit. So,
but
how long has that baby been around anyway? Like a year? Isn't it been like a year?
Yeah, the baby's only been around a year, but they've passed the baby back and forth, and it's about time they age the baby. So, I don't know if you've noticed that they aged Michael very quickly on
the
general hospital.
But the thing is, you guys, you cannot age
Well, they're
the
not
going to
age the baby that much from what I heard that they're going to age the baby to like 4 years old and they're going to put the baby in preschool. So that that's what I heard. I don't know if it's true. But I would assume that if they're going to do that, that means they're going to age Star and Cole because you can't have teenagers walking around with a four-year-old. That makes no sense. That would make Star 12 years old when she had the baby. So let's face it, they're not going to do that. So, okay, let's talk about the Beau and Nora storyline. I'm loving it. I am loving it. Because I remember watching it with my mom back when they first got together. And I got to tell you, like, that was a long time ago. I'm not talking about the first time they got together. Back, like, when they got back together after the Sam incident when she gave birth to their son. So, yeah, it's a big deal that they're back together. I know that the Clint fans are very worried right now because where is Clint? Like, they have not shown him recently very much. So, but we will not be seeing very much of Sam in the next couple months because Jared is leaving town. He goes after Jared. So, I don't know. What do you guys think? Or am I talking too fast?
I don't really have anything to add because I don't really watch that.
Wait, you watch the show, but you don't watch that storyline? How do you
watch
it without not watching?
I watch One Life to Live, like, on YouTube, but only, like, certain characters, like Jessica and Brody. Sometimes I'll watch Skyler's scenes because I actually really liked him as Star when he came on the show, and I thought they were going to do the whole Forbidden.
I love Scott Clifton in general, so. Yeah, I
like Scott Clifton, so I watch him sometimes, and I know they're kind of pairing him with Gigi right now. But other than that, I don't really watch that much other stuff on One Life to Live.
Oh, I do got some dish on the Oliver front. That baby may not be Oliver's after all.
Okay.
She did sleep with Oliver, but the baby may not be Oliver's after all. It may be Kyle's from what I heard. So it's going to get very interesting because supposedly they're saying that the three of them are going to raise the baby together, and that's how they're going to push Kyle and Oliver into the marriage thing. So I don't know. I'm kind of excited about that.
Okay, Ashley. Okay, I totally, you know, you should get your own soap because we both agree. You would do really well on this medium, and I know you're gonna co-host my special edition on Monday night with the Country Music Awards. Even though it's happening tonight, I'm not gonna get a chance to watch it until Saturday or Sunday. So
yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm watching it on my DVR too later.
Well, you know what? I absolutely refuse to watch it on TV because there's so many commercials, and it's so long. It's 3 hours of my life that I'll never get back.
That's why
if you watch it without the commercials, it's only an hour and a half. So
actually, it's two, but I kind of
give or take, you know.
Okay. I've got a question for both of you. Have you ever noticed on soap operas that they go to a commercial every 5 or 7 minutes?
Well, and on that note, I know why they do that. Because the hour-long shows are not really an hour-long, even though they say it is. It's more like a 45-minute show. And
right.
The reason that they do that is also they have to get advertisers. Otherwise, the ratings would be really low.
Yeah, but Dayton is so bad with...
have you ever noticed that when they do a huge storyline that the commercials are shorter and they're like 2 minutes long?
Yeah.
Especially when they did that Jason and Liz, if I remember correctly, there was hardly any commercials because everybody was watching it, you know? Even the people that aren't General Hospital fans were watching the show. So, yeah, I don't know about that. Although,
you know what?
Remember what we were talking about the other night, how my friend was on YNR. I wanted to talk about that actually because he gave me the go ahead. So I don't know. What do you want to know about the guy?
Wait. Okay. Is he ever going to call in?
Well, I don't know because he's a very private person, but I hope so. I'll ask him because I didn't ask him that part because I didn't want to impose. But for those people that don't know, Chris and Egan, who played Adam before on YNR, went to Bishop Montgomery High School in California. It's in Torrance, California. And he graduated in 99, is a single father, and was absolutely opposed to, not that he says he's absolutely not homophobic at all. He was opposed to the whole gay storyline with Adam because he felt that Adam and Heather were really good together. And you know, to me, I understood that. I mean, even before I knew that they were going to go that direction, you know, I asked him, I said, why would they even go there with Adam? Because, he said they literally could not come up with anything else except for a gay storyline with Adam. They didn't want to put Adam on the back burner because he is a Newman, and they are the center of the show. But also, I am loving, I don't know about you guys, it's like the only Adam storyline that I'm loving right now is the Sharon and Adam
chemistry. No. I want to kick Adam's butt to help feed the double.
Well, you know what? I'm wondering how long they're going to drag out them finding out the truth about him being the one messing with Ashley. And the fact that Ashley's got Sharon's baby, it ain't going to end well. And Nick is going to hate Adam for sure after this when he finds out that Adam not only took Sharon's baby, but that he gave it to Ashley, and now Ashley is raising Nick's daughter.
Yeah.
And after they lost Cassie, and after they lost that other baby years ago, which most people didn't, I didn't even know that Sharon had been pregnant 3 times.
Yeah, she has, Ax. I remember that a little, yeah.
Well, see, I don't know, do you know when that happened? Because I've not watched Y&R for that long. It's probably only been about 6 years that I've watched the show. So, I take that back. I watched it back when Billy and Mac got together, but I didn't know what it was. I didn't know that it was a soap opera. So, yeah, I was too young to understand it then. But
can we touch on some prime time? So
yeah, go ahead. What shows do you want to talk about?
Well, have you guys seen Grey's Anatomy?
Speaking of Grey's Anatomy, is it just me, or has the girl that plays Izzy, she has not left the show, correct?
No, she hasn't.
She was filming a movie, actually. I know because I extra'd on it. It's called Life as We Know It with Josh Kimmel in Atlanta in, like, the Georgia area.
I hate you.
So can I ask you something about how much longer are they going to make us wait to see her on screen again?
I think she's coming back next week. I think
only reason I say that is because it's killing me that Alex I'm hoping they're not going to put him with someone else in the meantime.
No, they won't. Actually, she comes back in town this week. And the promos for last week go, the week before, whenever I actually did get to sit down and watch it. Izzy becomes pregnant.
Kind of figured that part of the reason why she left is that she's pregnant. My question is it Alex's baby?
That's the only one she slept with. That's the only one she slept with.
Well, the only reason I say that is because it could have happened while she was gone, because she's been gone quite a while. So,
no, she has not been gone.
She's been gone since, like, the second episode of the season.
I know she's mad at Alex, but I don't. I mean,
no, she's only mad at him.
So
she blames him for getting her fired. But that's not the real reason she's angry. I think she's mad at him. I think she's still reeling from the whole George dying thing, and I think she's blaming everyone.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think she is still reeling from the whole George dying.
But
I've
heard some rumors, and I don't think it's true, but I heard that T.R. Knight might come back to Grey's Anatomy. I don't see how that's true, because George died, and they showed George died. Well, no, they didn't. They didn't show him.
Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
They did, but they never really – they don't – you know, my thing is, it's a primetime show. Anything can happen. I don't think T.R. Knight is coming back. I hope he comes back, but if he does, it's not going to be as George.
He's
on another show now, I think.
Oh, yeah. That's right, he does, huh?
Well,
he was on Ellen the other day. He was on Ellen last week or something.
Well, what I thought was interesting, and it gave me a good little laugh the day I needed it, when they were at Joseph's funeral, and Izzy walked away because, you know, it looked like she couldn't handle it.
Can I interrupt you for a second? Could you pull the phone or whatever you're talking into away from your mouth? I could barely hear you.
Okay.
okay. I can hear you. I can hear you fine.
Thanks, Chris. So, no, I thought the...
When she walked away from him and said...
No, they were at the service, and she got up and, you know, walked away because... And then Meredith and... Oh, gosh.
And Derek?
No,
Derek
Meredith and Paul. Meredith and
Callie's
Meredith and Izzy. What is Izzy's husband's name? I cannot remember right now.
Izzy's husband is Alex.
Alex, okay. When all of them and Sandra's old kid do too.
Oh, oh God, what's her name? What's the character's name? I can't even think of her character's name right now.
Yeah, but what I thought was funny when they were going to see how Izzy was, and all of them started laughing. And
I thought that was inappropriate because
I did not.
Well, you know why I thought that it was very inappropriate? They started. Are you talking about when they started laughing at his funeral? Because I thought that was inappropriate. Because
yeah, I didn't.
It's very disrespectful.
To his family.
You
know what? No, wait a moment.
I don't even know why they were laughing.
You know what? Because
they were laughing about what George would think of everything. Yeah. I guess. Laughing at his memory. Because, if you think about it, George wouldn't really want them, to be all depressed that he's gone. You know, he would want them to move on with their lives and,
absolutely.
And my thing is, in real life, I will be tempted to do the same thing because sometimes there is, when someone passes away, there is no handbook on
how to deal with it.
Yeah, and so by them
you cried, you laughed, you screamed, you...
Yeah, okay, but by them laughing, I don't think it was disrespecting those at all. I think it was more like all the stresses were building up. You know, they had to go through Izzy's cancer, Izzy's operation, and then Zoe died. Right now, emotionally, you are gone, and, this one thing that makes you laugh and they laugh, so for me, I did not think that was disrespectful at all.
Well, the only reason I thought that it was slightly disrespectful is what if his parents had been standing right there? I don't think that laughing, number one, his dad died, so, I think it would have been disrespectful to laugh in the mother's face because the mother's lost a lot as it is.
Okay, but the mother was not even there.
She wasn't there with them. She was standing at the funeral.
So, in my opinion...
At least they walked away before they started laughing because that really would have been disrespectful to laugh at a funeral. Although, given who George was, I think that a lot of people would have understood. But I think the reason why, and I know that I'm not the only one that was upset about that, was because everybody that loved George thought that it was, really disrespectful. I've read blogs online that really upset me because while I don't believe myself that it was disrespectful, a lot of fans think it was. I actually thought that it was a relief to see them laugh.
Okay, a lot of fans need to lighten up because you know what, really? When someone passes away like that and your whole body feels like it's going to shut down and you're going to do the wrong thing and one thing
that you can do is laugh. You know?
Yeah, and you know what? They will buy the bathroom. Okay, no one could have seen them in number two.
Wait a second, they weren't by the bathroom when they laughed. They were sitting
at the
cemetery.
Yeah, but the cemetery had the bathroom because why were they standing inside the restroom?
Wait, what are you talking about? Because I watched that and I never saw that scene. So, I saw the laughing part, but then it cut to the bathroom, right?
Oh, my God. They
was that at the hospital? No. Oh, that's right. Because then they go back to the hospital, and they're all laughing. Because, Derek says something funny or something. Because I remember that. Because Derek tried to cheer them all up because Izzy was all bummed and depressed. And they were all sitting in Meredith's room. They were all laughing at Meredith's room. I remember that part because...
You know what? But they were also laughing.
Let's face it. They went through Izzy's operation, Meredith's operation, George dying, they were bound and determined to laugh. How do you not laugh in that situation? I mean, one bad thing after another happens. And, you know, I don't think that that's how most people would react, but
no,
that's
oh
how
God.
They would react.
You know what? In my life, I can say one person, if that one person did pass away, I know that I would start laughing, not because I mean, because it's the whole thing of it. And really, you don't know what you're going to do when that moment happens.
Yeah. I mean, most people's reaction is to start crying or screaming.
No,
but a lot of people, and I have seen people laugh, you know, but
yeah.
I don't think most people realize that that's a natural emotion to feel when someone dies, because it's not that you're laughing because they're dead. You're laughing at the ironicness of everything that's happened leading up to that, you know, because chances are they don't just suddenly die. There's something that happened right before that. If you think about it, life is kind of like a soap opera in the sense that there's a lot of drama in everyone's life at some point in their life. I mean, name one person that has not had drama in their life, whether it's in high school or the drama of a first relationship. I mean, because I know I've been in some relationships that have been drama. I mean, all drama. Like, I don't think that there's been one moment in that relationship that I had that was not drama related, you know? I mean, I don't know.
Well, yeah.
Well, maybe we should change topics.
Yeah.
Want to go on to another show, because I think there's a couple people in chat I've been chatting with. And Gossip Girl and Vampire Diaries. Let's talk about that. So
Vampire Diaries. You know what? I would love to talk about Vampire Diaries, except for that I've never watched the show, so.
Well, you need to start watching. I'm obsessed.
Well, you know
with it.
What? I've never watched it. I've watched like the first episode, and I don't know if it's that I didn't know what it was, because I had not heard of it before I started watching it, and then like I couldn't get into it because like there was something else on, and I watched it all the time, so. Yeah. But Gossip Girl is really hot right now.
Yeah, they just did the three.
Oh, I know something that nobody knows. I know something that you're not gonna. I know something that you're not gonna see coming.
Okay.
Most people don't know this, but I don't know if you've read the books. But in the book, in the last book, Nate and Serena end up together. So at some point during this series, I think that we'll see Nate and Serena in a very interesting situation, because they're best friends and their families grew up together. So it's kind of going to be interesting. But we have not seen the end of the Trip and Serena storyline. Matter of fact, supposedly they hook up soon. So I don't know. I mean, I kind of thought it was awkward the other night when they almost hooked up, because I don't know. That's Nate's cousin, so for her to hook up with him, I don't see how Nate could forgive her. And I don't know.
I don't really like Nate and Serena. I'm not really a fan of them. I'd rather have... I liked Nate and Serena when they were together, but I understand that it was
That threesome the other night.
Yeah, that was messed up. Like, seriously.
Oh,
like,
my
for
God.
Me, I was like, what the hell? Like,
I was freaking
I
out. I'm like, oh, my God, he's making out Vanessa. And not only that, but Vanessa and Hilary Duff. Now, that was just funny.
I
hilarious.
I didn't expect that. And I didn't expect, like, Dan and Vanessa's first kiss on the show to be in a threesome. Like, I thought if they were going to get together at any point, it would be, you know, on
well, you know what? Vanessa's pretty much hooked up with everyone. All the guys. She at some point, if I remember correctly, she hooked up with Chuck. No, it was very, yeah. And then she hooked up with Nate while they were on the trip over the summer, but they never showed it. And now she's hooked up with Dan. Who's next? Eric? I mean, that's the only guy she hasn't been with other than
Well,
Eric's
gay, so no girls are going to hook up with him.
Question.
I wish Eric and Jenny were together, because I really
love
them.
Well, you know
them.
What?
They're
That'll never
together.
Happen. Eric's gay.
Oh,
So
yeah, exactly.
And the brother and sister.
Like, Jenna and Eric would be so cute together. But
they are. Their chemistry is amazing.
Okay.
I have a question. Where is Scott? They got rid of Scott for a while.
He went off the grid, basically. I think after
I'm not surprised by this. I don't know about you, but Georgina and Scott, I'm not surprised by that because there is something very fishy about him, and I don't think he's who he says he is. I don't think he's their son. I think that he's the guy that died, and I think that everyone thinks that he's... Because Georgina knows something that we don't. And we may not see that for a while because the girl that plays Georgina is not coming back to the show for quite a while. So
I don't really mind because I don't really like Georgina anyway.
Well, you know what? I don't understand why they brought her back. And nothing against Michelle Trachtenberg. I love her to death ever since she did that ice skating movie. But, I never really liked Georgina, especially since she caused trouble for everyone. But you got to have someone that brings trauma to the show. So, but... okay, speaking of Jenny and Eric, I am pissed that they have torn those two apart as friends because it's not something that I saw coming, and I gotta tell you, Eric is pissing me off because he got so mad at Eric, and I understand why he got mad. I just think that if you really love someone, you would forgive them right away because, I mean, he made a small mistake. It's not like he went behind his back and set him up with some other guy. I mean, all he did was try and help Jenny. He kept her away from the guy that supposedly is trouble, and maybe we'll see more of that guy. I'm hoping we will. So, because that guy seems like a very interesting character, even though he did not really have very much of a speaking role the other night.
I love the Eric and Jenny scene where he's like holding her hand and they're dancing in the hallway.
That was so sweet. That was so sweet.
I want to make a Jenny and Eric music video now.
Well, you know,
when I saw that.
You know, I've heard that my friend read the books. I've never actually read the books, but my friend read the books and she says that Eric may not really be gay, that he may just be pretending. It's something that, I don't know, do you think that that's a possibility?
Yeah, I mean, maybe he's just, like, experimenting and, like, going through a phase.
Well, because
because then that would give him opportunity to maybe explore being straight with Jenny, but I don't know if that
Yeah, because,
happen.
You know what, that's something I've always wondered, because I have a friend that is gay, and trust me, if Eric were really gay, he would be all over Jonathan all the time. Because most gay guys that are not experimenting are all over each other all the time. Have you noticed that he, like, hardly ever is affectionate with him? Like, you never see him and Jonathan. If you do see them kissing, it's been a long time since they've shown that. So I'm beginning to think that Eric may really be into Jenny and just isn't saying it because the other night you could totally tell that he was. And I don't know if it's just something that gay guys do where they come on to girls, but I've never seen it happen like that.
That would be really interesting.
Oh,
really
my
good.
God. Okay.
Maybe
it's not that he's straight. Maybe he's bisexual and he goes both ways.
I like that. That would be cool if he was bi.
No, I know. When I thought that they were going to do a threesome, I never imagined that it would be Vanessa and Dan and Olivia. I kind of thought that it was going to be Eric and Jonathan and Jenny, and that would be hot. That would make
hot.
My day.
However,
I don't think Jonathan is bisexual. I think he really is gay. So.
Yeah, I think he is gay, too. Yeah.
Although... You never know these days on TV, so. Well, threesome-wise, I think a lot of people would like to see the Nate and Serena and Blair thing happen because I don't know. I don't think that'll ever happen because I kind of see the whole Chuck and Blair thing.
I love Chuck and Blair.
I do.
I want them together forever.
But they started the show with Nate and Blair, and everyone is on board with the whole Although, you remember when at the beginning of, what was it, last season or was it this season, when Nate and Serena kissed, I really was pissed that they only let it to be one kiss because everybody wants them together.
They could have elaborated on that. That was kind of interesting, and they didn't push that any further than
playing
around or whatever.
I heard that the reason that they didn't want to go, like, full-blown Nate and Serena was because they weren't done with the Blair and Nate thing. And then, but they waited a long time to bring them back as a couple, and then they tore them apart very quickly.
Yeah, I know. That was so stupid, because I knew once they put those two together that it wasn't going to last that long.
But also, that Nate and Serena thing is going to happen within the next season or so. So, yeah, and I would say that they're going to run out of storylines pretty soon with Nate and Serena because what else are you going to do with them other than have them hook up? I mean, Nate is pretty much hooked up with everyone. He's hooked up with Jenny. He's hooked up with Blair. The only other Vanessa, I mean, the only other person he hasn't really hooked up with is Serena. And what is he going to hook up with Serena's mom? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Now, that would be interesting. But they've already done the Nate and an older woman storyline, and that didn't really work for me. I was really shocked when they did that, and that's why I was so pissed about the Nate and Serena thing, because come on, at least that's more realistic.
Carly, what do you think about everything?
I'm trying to, because it was supposed to give us another owl, and...
Okay.
Wait a second. Is that why? Is that why the phone is beeping?
Well,
it's telling us to go.
And it said that we had like a minute left or whatever. But I didn't hear the operator come on and say you have 60 seconds remaining. You would have heard that, Carly. If the operator came on, you would have heard.
Are you sure that it says a minute and not an hour left?
We should have an hour left if you booked it for two.
Yeah,
I'm going to refresh the page again just to check, but I think you're fine, actually.
You guys,
okay, you know,
you guys, you should probably, is there
call
a number to call and check?
Page.
Because maybe you could call them and ask them, because it was supposed to give us two hours. It said 2 hours.
Yeah, that's not good. Carly, it says waiting for the host to call in for the episode on the air right now. So
okay,
I don't know why it's saying that. That's really strange, because you're on the air.
Yeah,
I don't know why it's saying that.
I'm going to hang up and...
Wait, don't hang up. Let's ask people in the chat if everyone can still hear us. Because
I can still hear you.
Live,
and there's no problem on my end. So maybe it's just your internet or something.
Yeah, if everyone in the chat, I know there's only like a couple people, but if you girls can tell us that you still hear us, then let us know so we can keep going. And then we'll know that we're still able to take callers and everything.
Because there's even a way on the webpage to tell the host
because
that you're
says,
still on the line.
Because it says on the 11 to 8 p.m. still. And
You know what could be the problem, and I didn't even think about this, is they could, like, sometimes on the website, like, it could be on East Coast time, which is why it's not giving you.
No, can anyone hear us?
I think it's just the three of us, you guys. I have not heard one other person come on.
Well, no one else is saying anything. So, yeah, maybe you should try calling back in, Carly, and see if just hang up and, like, call back in. And then I don't know if it's going to let go of us or not, but I'll try to stay on the line. And then when you come back on the line, I'll just call back in, and you can let us back on the line again.
Okay, bye.
Hey,
bye.
Could you still hear me?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah, I think we're still...